SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Die menings wat tydens promosiegesprekke op SFM streek radio gedeel word, is die van die gaste en die besighede wat hulle verteenwoordig en weerspieël nie noodwendig SFM streek radio se sienings nie. Die inhoud is vir promosiedoeleindes en vorm nie professionele advies nie. SFM streek radio voldoen aan Suid-Afrika se advertensieregulasies en verseker deursigtigheid en eerlikheid in promosie-inhoud. SFM streek radio onderskryf egter nie enige produkte of dienste wat genoem word nie. Luisteraars moet die inligting onafhanklik verifieer en professionele advies inwin voordat besluite geneem word. SFM streek radio is nie verantwoordelik vir enige besluite wat op grond van hierdie gesprekke geneem word nie.
Nee, as jy so pas ingeskakel het, of dank my onlangs ingeskakel het, ek gesels vanoggend weer met Paul Hartzenberg van Protech in ons normale tuinbou-praatjie. Ja. Paul, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Well, lucky and you, man. Always good to have you here.
Good, thank you. Yeah.
Even now that it's winter and trying to keep this place warm and cool at the same time. Quite a challenge.
I've realized.
Have you got anything for that?
No. Yeah, we do, but we don't produce it.
Okay. Well, Paul, speciality products and fungicides for lawns and gardens. Now, I think it's something that our listeners may need some of these. I know that I'm looking at my garden and I'm thinking I'm going to need it soon, especially, you know, seeing as at the coast, it seems to be more of a challenge when it comes to gardening.
Yes.
So before the show, we were talking and you mentioned Spray Foam 10.
Yeah.
And this being one of your speciality products, what exactly is that? And I remember vaguely from our last talk, but please tell me again, what is it and how do you go about using it?
Okay, so gardening is a challenge on the coast, and Spray Foam 10 is going to be an asset to you as it assists for problems experienced both inland and on the coast. During winter, we experience a lot of rain, as you know, and many months of sun in summer, which is a good reason to be using Spray Foam 10. It's a sticker and a spreader, and it helps to protect against harmful effects of UV rays. Importantly, Spray Foam 10 bonds your pesticide and herbicide to the plant you're treating and is rainfast within an hour. It can stand up to 25 mils of rain, thus enhancing the effectiveness of the product you're using, as it does not wash off. And then the Spray Foam 10 is also a spreader. In other words, it spreads or distributes the herbicide or insecticide evenly over the surface of the leaves, which is good, as this gives it the best chance of being absorbed effectively and therefore solving your problem you wish to take care of. And then it also protects against the degrading effects of UV rays, which can break down a product you may be using. This is an asset for those living in the Karoo during summer, when the sun blazes down on everything. So it'll certainly be an asset to you. And then basically Protech Spray Foam 10 enhances the overall performance of your products you're using by spreading, sticking, and protecting against UV rays and rain. And then, all our listeners will benefit from having this in their cabinet as well, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I can just in short just say that, so this is not a UV protecting thing for your plant, it's for your product that you're using on the plant. So it keeps it from degrading and basically enhances its life.
Yes.
Well, and its efficacy. Okay, that is awesome. All right, we're going to go to a quick break.
Okay.
A little bit of music, and we'll be back right after this.
Good.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog. facebook.com/SFM-streek.
Nou ja, ek gesels weer met Paul Hartzenberg. So, Paul,
yes.
Quality of water.
Yeah.
Can that affect the performance of any of your products? Or could it be that one is not applying a product the correct way? You know, as sometimes we tend to skip the instructions. I'm one of those people. I just, well, how hard can it be? And I just do what I think is right. And, give us a bit of a roundup on that.
You are correct on those, on both accounts there, people do put in a bit extra or bend the rules a bit. And then also definitely the water quality can affect the way a product works.
All right.
We get complaints about the fact that products don't work, but that is not the case, as they are thoroughly tested and work if used as prescribed. So more likely the reason it may not be working is there's a problem with the pH level of the water, which affects the efficacy of the product. And then this occurs if the pH level is too high or too low. And the answer to this is Protek All Buff. It buffers or corrects the pH level to between 4 and 6.5, which is the range products on the market need to work at the optimum level.
Okay.
And then if you are using a product as prescribed, which you should be, but it appears not to be working, then use Protek All Buff, as it's highly likely you have a pH level issue. It's an additive, so all listeners need to do is add it to the mixture of whatever product they may be using, and Protek All Buff will do the rest and correct the pH level of your water, and then it should be working. Well, it should work correctly. pH levels do definitely affect
the play a big role.
Yeah, and many people are unaware of that, you know, and never consider it, but it's there. So if it is causing a problem for you, you can address it by using Protek All Buff.
All right, great. But the other day I was applying Protek MycoGuard, that fungicide, to my lawn, and the kids called me to remove a big fat frog that had somehow gotten into the house.
Yes.
And luckily the cat didn't get it, but, you know, naturally I saved the day, although, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of frogs, but when I went out to continue treating the lawn, I'd forgotten where I stopped spraying.
Yes.
So how can you keep track of where you've treated, what you've treated? Is there a way?
Yes, there certainly is. This does often happen, especially in large gardens where you're spraying and may not complete in time. Maybe the sun goes down and then you've got to carry on the next day or something. Or where the spraying procedure is interrupted, as in your case, and then got to go and perform an act of heroism and and then forget where you're at.
Just glad it wasn't a spider.
Yeah, then you would have never gone back.
Yep.
So we've got Protek Spray Indicator, which will help you avoid this. You mix it as prescribed with the Protek product that you're applying, and then spray the area. It's blue in color, and then it'll indicate where you've sprayed, and then after 48 hours, it'll have totally faded away. So it's not going to leave a mark or anything like that. Protek Spray Indicator will also help avoid double spraying, which results in wastage, which is costly, obviously. And then it will also help you avoid overdosage, which is can be a problem as well. So you certainly don't want to do that. So Spray Indicator is a great add-on product, making spraying large areas a breeze, and also if you get interrupted and have to play hero.
Okay. Yeah. Good. That's good to know. Jy. Nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM. Nou, jy kry nie beter advies as hierdie nie. Paul Hartzenberg van Protek.
Yeah.
So Paul, the other day I bumped into someone that I know is a fan of this program, and they asked me to ask you this question. They wanted me to answer, and I said, I'll speak to the pro. He's got a couple of dead spots on his lawn, about the size of a 5 rand coin, and, you know, at areas it looks bigger, but it looks like it's joining spots. So he wanted to know whether he should be worried about it, if it's problematic, is there a way to treat it?
Okay. Yes, this definitely sounds like dollar spot to me, which is a common fungal infection on lawns, especially in winter in our area. And to combat this, you can use Protek MycoGuard, which is specifically meant to combat or treat dollar spot rather on lawns. It also treats downy mildew, black spots, and a couple of other fungal infections on plants. Listeners can use Protek MycoGuard, as it will clear up dollar spot problems on their lawns, and it can also be used on other plants which might experience fungal issues, especially on fruit and vegetables. Protek has other fungicides to combat a variety of fungi, which are very common in coastal areas. For instance, we've got Protek Copperflow Plus, and it's a fungicide and bactericide and can be used against problems such as bacterial blight, scab, sooty blotch, or sooty mold, as it is otherwise known. Sooty mold is a a black fungi that occurs or appears on the back of a plant's leaves and is very common occurrence on lemon trees. That's a complaint we often get, so
okay.
It's a product to use. And then we also have Protec Tenazole, which is a systemic fungicide and offers both preventative and corrective treatment. You can use it preventatively to avoid any fungal attacks or future fungal attacks, and one can use it once you've noticed the fungus to correctively treat it as well. So Protec Tenazole treats an extensive variety of fungi, such as various types of rust, purple blotch, leaf spot, halo spot, just to name a few.
Okay.
Tenazole thankfully treats powdery mildew, commonly found on tomatoes and pumpkin-type vegetables. So I suggest spraying Tenazole as a preventative measure on tomatoes and pumpkin to avoid your crop being destroyed by powdery mildew.
All right.
At least you can enjoy your fruits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we got a problem, or a question rather, not necessarily a problem that I've got, but roses and red spider mite.
Yes.
Apparently not a good combination. My in-law's neighbor had a bit of a chat about this the other day.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, there's a lot of people that have this problem, and it really does a lot of damage. How do you get rid of it?
Okay, so yeah, red spider mite definitely is a huge problem with roses, and you can use Protec Rose Guard, which will combat this, and it offers a 3-in-1 protection against red spider mite because it's a contact insecticide and also a contact and systemic fungicide. So not only will Protec Rose Guard get rid of red spider mite, it will control aphids and fungi, such as black spot, powdery mildew, and rust, which are all very common to roses. So save your roses with Protec Rose Guard, and you and your neighbors can then appreciate your beautiful roses season through.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wonderful advice there. All right, so where can listeners find out more about the products? And obviously, where can they buy them? That's the important thing.
Absolutely. So listeners can find out more about our products at www.protec.co.za, and that's Protec with a K on our website. And then also you can obviously go to your local retailers, hardware stores, nurseries, and co-ops, and they'll certainly be able to help you out with our products. So any of those places. You can find us on Facebook if you like, join us there, and offer you solutions to your problems.
And what I like is that you guys have the videos available to
YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube too. That really explains it very nicely. And there's the guy that explains it isn't too bad. You know, it looks like he knows what he's talking about.
I think he tries.
He tries. Yeah, I think he does a pretty good job. Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, so that was Paul Hotzenberg. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny. And thanks to our listeners. Let's create beautiful gardens. Take care. May you have a loving, joyful and peaceful week.
Daar's peste en pla in my huis en tuin. Wat maak ek?
Spuit daai goggas, spuit hom nou. Gooi daai kunstmis sommer gou. Spuit daai goggas, spuit hom nou. Protec is die een vir jou. Protec is die een vir jou.
Protec vir jou huis en tuin. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webwerf protec.co.za.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.